talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, July the 28th, 2023. Last Friday in the month of July, 18 minutes past the hour. It's time for the Exchange Club. Scott Spears joined by Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig here, and we've got a lot to do this hour. We've got a top 10 list coming up before the hour is over. Honk to whoever... Hello, whoever's driving by out there. We've got tickets to give away to the Ohio State Fair. We've got Third Eye Blind tonight, Keep Sweat tomorrow, Young Gravy on Sunday. Okay, and Casting Crowns on Monday.
Which day is Biscuits and Gravy playing?
Biscuits and Gravy is on Sunday. And, you know, we heard some of his music there during the break, and boy, oh boy. That, if that doesn't make you want to stay home, nothing will. Nothing will. So we're going to do the drawing for those later on in the program, so stick with us. We've got the top 10 list, so stick with us for that. But first thing we need to do is open up with a current event that's actually held over from last Friday but has carried on this week. Last Friday, we were doing the show on Friday night from 8:15 to 10. Make sure you listen tonight, 8:15 to 10. And we got into the, I guess it's a controversy involving the Jason Aldean song, which was really ripping through last Friday because CMT had just pulled the song. It's Small Town. What's the title of it?
Try That in a Small Town.
Try That in a Small Town. And some people were saying it was racist. Some people were saying it had to do with guns. We brought it up on Friday night. Pastor Craig called in during that show. I'm glad he did. We had a very interesting conversation, but I don't think we finished it. And since then, the Jason Aldean song, well, Jason Aldean performed in Cincinnati on Friday night last week, and again, I'm not taking anything back, is basically what he said during the concert, and that song went to Billboard charts number 2 spot this week. So, Matthew has learned more. Hopefully I have learned more. We know more things about this. So we'll start with you, Pastor. What is it about this particular subject that hit you the wrong way?
I've watched the video more than once. I've listened to the song. I've read what the lyrics are. There's nothing racist about it. There really is nothing. And what it boils down to is people are trying to make it something it isn't. And there's a ton of stuff on social media, a ton of stuff on YouTube. What's interesting is you know, I spent a lot of time the last couple of days on YouTube. Everybody's weighing in with their opinion. And, you know, what's really interesting is it's running about 5-1, the number of black people that are saying it's not racist to those that are saying it's racist. In other words, 5 times as many people that are black on social media and YouTube are saying it's not racist. This is a bunch of, it's a nothing burger. It was pushed very, you know, the people that got the whole controversy started are, of course, you know, white liberals. And I think it's just a lot of people trying to make something out of nothing. And what's interesting about it is this song's been out since May. And what this controversy has done has lifted it to number 2 on Billboard's charts. He's probably gotten more downloads of this song than any of his other songs, or will get more of this song than any of his other songs. More people have seen his video than ever would. It's, you know, a lot of people that don't pay any attention to him, don't pay attention to country music, are seeing it, they're commenting about it, and it's going to be nothing but a plus for Jason Aldean. He could sit around with his marketing people and they couldn't have come up with something this good to promote his song.
Well, why is it racist?
It's not.
Okay, I understand. But what is the reason that people have said that it's racist?
The reason that people have said that it's racist is because he used news clips of BLM riots in the various cities that we had 3 years ago. The fact that he showed a news clip as part of his video that included people rioting, that included people dancing on cars, that included a woman spitting in a policeman's face, which, by the way, the woman spitting in a policeman's face was white, and the guy jumping up and down on a car was white. They claim that those are racist because he's showing rioting. Because you remember, we were supposed to, you know, let the rioters do what they wanted to do.
Well, I guess what my question about this would be is that of all the footage you could show, if you didn't want to be controversial and you really just wanted to sing your song and you wanted to do your thing, we know that Black Lives Matter is people are using that and have used that as sort of a we don't like this. We don't like all lives matter. I've heard that many, 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 many times, which is not what Black Lives Matter means anyway, but it's a hot button group. I wouldn't think that if you were doing a video, an entertainment video, which is what this is, I wouldn't think you would put the Ku Klux Klan in it. Not because it has anything to do with the Ku Klux Klan, I just don't think you would run that in your video. Well, I don't think if you were in Germany, you would run pictures of the Holocaust. I don't think you would want, if you were a part of a Palestinian group, I don't think you'd want to run anything anti-Israeli in there.
Well, nothing in his videos says Black Lives Matter. Okay,
but we know
his
that's the footage, right?
Yeah, but that's what he's talking about in the song. The lyrics are specifically about spitting in a cop's face, about burning and looting and burning the flag. So you show that in the video. If that's what you're singing about, you're going to show it in the videos. And none of the videos specifically, I couldn't see any signs that were BLM or Black Lives Matter signs in the shots that they showed of the protesting. We know that that's where they're from because that's who was rioting. But if you're talking about that, that's what you're going to use. You're not going to use KKK footage if you're talking about this type of protest. Now, if you're going to sing, now if you're going to have a song about lynching, which this song is not about lynching, then you're going to show video of people being lynched.
Right, and I think maybe that's the point, is that if you make a movie, even if you make a movie about something that it was based on a real life topic, let's say Titanic. We brought up Titanic a few weeks ago. I don't think there's one actual bit of footage from the Titanic in that, or survivors of the Titanic, or pictures of those people. I don't think there's anything, even though it's a story about the sinking of the Titanic, there's no real life footage in there. And I think the connotation that was taken by the people who were unhappy with it was that it's not just Black Lives Matter people who have burned the flag. It's not just Black Lives Matter people who have went up against police. And I think that's where it hit the runway. I think that's where the problem was. If it's a song about burning the flag, which it does mention that in the lyrics, why not just, I mean, there are billions of pictures of people burning the flag. And there are protesters from the Vietnam era burning the flag. There's nothing in there about that. And I think when it comes to police brutality, that's on television every week. You make a video of that without actually showing police brutality. What? So is this a political statement using real video, or is this an entertainment song?
This is on the flag burning. It's shown a flag on the ground being burned. You actually don't know where that video came from. I don't know that it was Black Lives Matter or Antifa or KKK. You don't know. It's there. It's burning. The woman who was spitting in a cop's face, she was a white woman. Okay, maybe she wasn't at a Black Lives Matter. Maybe it was something else. That's why I say they weren't specifically identified as Black Lives Matter. The problem was it's new enough, it's fresh enough, it's recognizable that most of these clips came from things that were related to the Black Lives Matter, even though they never said that. That's what they used for the video. That's what the song is talking about.
And I'm not saying it's racist at all. To me, I would not be the one to make that judgment. But all I'm saying is that in any entertainment venue or venture, which I assume is what this was, It's an entertainment song. It's not there to make a political statement.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it? I mean, I think
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think the world of entertainment, the world of music, I think most of the time they are there to make some type of statement, whether it's heavily political or whether it's mildly political. I think they're there to make a statement. Yeah, sure. You have some groups that have songs that are just there for, I mean, it's obvious that song was for entertainment purposes only, but they usually put a message in their songs, and I think country music, maybe more than any other form of music, they put a message in it.
I here's the only thing I would say for sure about it. Anytime you run true, actual news footage in anything, whether it's a song, whether it's a movie, no matter what it is, when you use real-life footage in your entertainment venture, which a song is, which a movie is, it's not there. It's not a documentary. Let's put it that
right.
way. Okay, when you start using real footage, there is a chance you're going to get some backlash because why use real footage?
Because that's the best way to illustrate your point. If you're trying to make a point or trying to make a statement, then what better than real footage?
Well, Matt, what do you feel on this point? Because then I actually want to come back to my only issue personally with the song.
I mean, honestly, I don't really have an opinion either way about the song. I listened to it. I personally just feel that it's not a good song. I wouldn't listen to it again. I just don't like it.
You just don't like the song?
I just don't like the song. It's just not a good song.
For what reason?
I just...
Lyrics, beat, what is it?
Like, it doesn't rhyme. I mean, I guess
it doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme the way I'd like it to. Like, it's super slow.
It's no just, Young Gravy.
It's just not my kind of music.
You're not into country music.
No, I like country music. I much rather prefer like old country music. I like old Jason Aldean. I didn't even know he still made music, if I'm being honest. I heard this song came out and I was like, I didn't even know that man was still making music.
Did you watch the video?
I did watch.
What did you think of the video using real footage and all that sort of thing?
I mean, it just seems like another music video, honestly.
Okay, now here's my problem. Here's what I don't understand. There are two things about the song I don't understand. Number one, burning the flag's not illegal. Now, I would not burn the flag. I don't know that anybody would, but it is not illegal.
Right.
Okay, so when he says that do that in a small town, essentially, paraphrased from the song, do that in a small town and we'll handle you, you'd be doing something illegal. And that person's not doing anything illegal by burning the flag.
Not necessarily. I mean, it depends on how you handle it. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
There were a couple places where in these communities, they had a community, they cared about their community, and the citizens lined up. And when the busloads of protesters came to town, they got back on their bus and they went somewhere else. Because the people cared about their community. That's what he's talking about. We take care of our own. We care about our community. And by the way, one of those communities is in Chicago that's black. And when they had protesters come into town, they just lined up in their community and they said, we don't want that stuff here.
Right, but doesn't it say and show specifically burning the flag?
Well, that's one of the things that's mentioned, yes.
Right, so if that's mentioned so heavily in a 3-minute song, that's not illegal.
No.
So what is he say? What's the thing about burning the flag, and what's his response to it?
Because what he's saying is, in our town, in small towns, we don't agree with that, and we don't put up with that.
What does that mean?
It means the attitude of the community is not going to put up with it. So people don't, people don't try that stuff in the small towns if they have an attitude there where that's not acceptable. What I'm saying is he's not threatening to break the law and we're going to, you know, you're going to walk out of here, you know, on crutches. Just saying, you know, we take care of it.
But see, how do you take care of it?
Depends on the situation. You know, depends on your community.
And I guess the other thing is that I don't understand, like you just said, one of these things happened in Chicago.
Right.
Okay. Chicago's not a small town.
No.
So that,
but
that
they do
part
have
of
that sense of community in some of the neighborhoods.
Well, I guess that I don't understand either, because again, the two main things talked about in this song, the flag burning and the violence toward police officers, I don't think you would get away with that in Columbus. I don't think if you attacked a police officer, they're just going to let you go. The other police officers are going to say, oh, okay, that's okay.
You don't think that's going to happen in Columbus?
That you're going to be allowed to beat up a police officer?
Allowed to injure a police officer with no repercussions?
No, I don't think so.
Well, we'll go back to 1920, or go back to 2020. How many police officers in Columbus were injured in those riots?
I don't know.
12.
12.
How many people were prosecuted?
None.
Thank you.
Could they find the people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they actually had the people arrested. And they made a big deal about the fact they weren't going to charge them. They had individuals arrested.
So why did they not charge them?
Because it's the attitude of the people that are running the city of Columbus.
If I go down there and punch a police officer, I'm pretty sure
that's
I'm going
different.
To jail.
That's yeah, you would. You would.
Yeah. So what did these people do that made it okay for them not to be prosecuted?
Because they had the support of certain politicians to have their protests in Columbus. U.S. representative marching with the protesters in Columbus.
Well, that's interesting, because I don't know why charges weren't pressed. It would be up to the police officers to press
it
the charges,
up,
wouldn't
no,
it?
The police officers arrested people. It's up to the prosecutor, the city attorney, who chose not to. Prosecute.
Well, isn't that more of a city attorney problem than the community?
Yes.
Right. But so that's I don't get small town versus big town. I guess I don't. I don't know where the line is.
Okay.
Is
they have a difference of opinion on how to what you're going to tolerate as far as criminal activity in small towns as in big towns. Look what's happening in a lot of the big cities. They're not prosecuting anybody who shoplifts under $1,000.
We're getting hold on. Let's take the call here and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, if you're confused about that song, maybe you should go to a small town and try it, but I recommend you don't.
There you go. Well, it's interesting, isn't it, though? Because, I mean, I mean, people have burned the flag in Marion, Ohio, and I think people have attacked police officers. We had a police officer killed many years ago here, and I don't think they ever found out who did it.
Wasn't that mess on the news report this morning? I didn't know about that dude trying to take the officer's head off with a machete. That was,
there you go.
That was a very correct description. That was chilling, just like Adam said.
Right, and isn't it interesting that again, it wasn't the people who went after this person. The police officers went and arrested him. That's what I don't understand about this. That's just my confusion on the song. I think if he went after a machete with a cop in Columbus,
like,
they probably
good old boys, that won't fly here.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. That's what the song feels like to me, is that we're going to stop you, me and my friends, not the police officers. Like the murder that happened last Friday night, you know, the police came and arrested the murderer.
Yeah, so you're not big on vigilantism?
Well, see, when I said vigilantism last Friday night, I don't think that was the idea behind the song. So I don't know. That's why it's confusing to me. I'm not sure. I really don't think that there are isolated cases of everything, I would think. But I don't think I could go to Columbus right now, as I said, and just bash a cop's window out. I don't
Probably
think they're going
to. Not you by yourself, but you and a couple thousand of your closest friends could.
Thank you.
Yeah, but they're just going to let me off because it's Columbus, and they won't let me off because
they
it's Marion.
They can't get everybody,
Well, that's population, not mindset. Then that's population, right?
Do what?
I said that's more about population of a big city rather than mindset,
I think mentality has a lot to do with it too. I mean, you gotta admit, there's some pretty wild stuff popping off. Like, he talks about that game, that knockout game, when that used to be popular in big cities, to go up on street corners and punch someone in the face and all that. And he said, come down here and try it and see if it works.
Right. See, I don't know. You know, I don't think about, I guess, in the term of the size of the city I'm in, whether I can break the law or not. Is anybody going to stop me?
In case there's any doubt in your mind, he's helping to erase it.
What's that?
I said, in case there's any doubt in anyone's mind, Jason's helping to erase it.
Well, yeah, and I don't know.
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, somebody's got to have some courage. This country wasn't founded by a bunch of
wusses. Well, I guess I just don't know. It's not legal, because I don't know what force he's talking about to stop people, I guess.
Probably whatever he deems necessary. You know they don't play. That boy's from Georgia. They don't play games down there. I got a brother and sister that live down there. I can tell you that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess then in a small town, we allow for things that big towns would not allow for. Georgia's going to allow for things that Ohio wouldn't allow for. California's going to allow things that Texas is not going to allow for. I guess really it's just what state you're in. Maybe it should have been a state song. He should have went state to state and said, this is what we do, and this is how we handle problems. I don't know.
There's a lot of wild stuff popping off in the world today. Like, I mean, that was nuts. I remember when that was a thing. They call it the knockout game, where you just be minding your business and some random person would come up and punch you in the face.
No, I don't remember that, but it sounds...
Oh, I do. I do. I remember thinking that was nuts, and it was in the bigger cities, but you'd just be going on about your business, minding your own, and then here comes some punk up there and just punch you in the face. I mean, that's terrible.
Well, you know, anything illegal is probably bad, I would think. But I don't know. See, I don't know where the. I guess, you know, if you're a country music artist, I guess singing about small towns is probably your bread and butter. I would guess that that song plays well in Cincinnati. I would guess in Cleveland, probably not so much.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen all the Facebook and the YouTube and all that reviews? I mean, I watch a lot of YouTube, and on all the videos, like the YouTube shorts and stuff, there's just. Huge outpouring of support for that song. It's like they're calling it an anthem. I bet he'll get rich off of that song.
Well, probably, and I think that's fine. That's freedom of speech in America. I mean, that's the whole idea. But I guess just in general, what does that say about America? What does that say about us that we...
We ain't having it.
Well, what aren't we having, I guess? Are we not having the fact
that... The lawlessness.
Well, but the song's been out for a while. We've heard about the lawlessness. So is it the lawlessness, or is it the fact that somebody attacked the song that people are bent out of shape about?
Both. And one thing I never was able to make the connection on is, like, how did anyone try to say that that was racist? I don't see how they tried to spin that.
Well, I don't know. Some people sided with it, some people didn't, and I guess that's America. I guess that's the idea that, you know, you're allowed to say what you want on both sides.
Huh. Well, have a good show.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So, I don't know. What is the parting word on this song? I mean, obviously, it's doing very well, and his concerts are going very well, and he can say and do what he wants. Long-term, does it mean anything?
No, long-term, it probably doesn't mean much of anything. I mean, long-term for him, it'll be a little bit of a plus. You know, he's gotten a boost in fans and boost in sales and probably brought some new people to his music. But long-term, next week we'll be talking about something else.
Right, but does it... Because, you know, a lot of people, a lot of artists, Dolly Parton, I heard one time, try to get brought into a political conversation, and she said, I don't do that. Now, I assume that Dolly Parton probably does have a political belief, probably does have a stance, but she doesn't want to alienate anybody in the audience. I certainly think either way you go, Jason Aldean has alienated a certain group of people who probably are not going to go to his concerts anymore because of this. Now, maybe it's the smaller group. I don't know. But do we want to do that if you're a performance artist? They always say this about Hollywood people when they endorse candidates. Well, now you've alienated. I'm not going to that person's movie, no matter how good it is, because they back that candidate.
Well,
No, I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, taking a stand on something. If you're in the entertainment industry, if you want to take a stand on something, take a stand on it. I might agree with you. I might not agree with you. There's plenty of Hollywood people that have actresses and actors that have taken political stands that I don't agree with. But, you know, from that point on, I just make a decision whether I want to, you know, watch their movies or, you know, buy their musics. But, you know, I'd rather you make a stand and stick to it than just kind of be wishy-washy.
I guess with taking all the music artists out of it and the whole idea of music, is the theory of the song correct? I mean, are there things you can get away with in a small town, or not get away with in a small town, that you can get away with in a big town?
You know, I think it's more about, you know, the small town attitude of the people is different because you have a smaller group of people. A lot of people know everybody, and you have a certain kind of a feeling of community. So a lot of this stuff doesn't go on there because people don't have the desire to do that. In the big city, you're lost. You're nobody. You don't have that sense of community. You can get away with things.
I think it's interesting, though. What I have learned about this whole thing is that entertainment spurs people more than the actual issue. Because clearly you talked about the year 2000 and this episode in Columbus. Now, that's 23 years ago.
Yep.
Now,
I meant 2020.
Oh, 20. Okay, so we're talking 3 years ago.
Right.
That, to me, I don't remember doing a lot of stories on that. I don't remember bringing that up on the air. I don't remember that being a thing. But you mess with somebody's country music, I guess people, they go through the roof.
I still don't know why there's so much. Like, the song, like, personally, the song's just not good. I don't see, like, it's just not... It's not worth my time. Like, it's just not worth the time, I don't think, to really...
So you think it's a big deal about nothing?
I guess. I mean, just personally, I think it's a bad song. I don't know why it's number 2 on the billboards.
It's number 2 on the billboards because we're talking about it.
That's
right.
In May.
That's why it's number 2.
I hadn't heard about it up until we had...
Nobody heard about it.
But what does that say about us as a society? That a song is number 2 on the billboards, not because of quality, not because people like it so much, but because they're being strident against a group that was being strident against them. Doesn't this say something about where we are in America?
Yeah.
You know, you throw something at me, I'm going to throw something at you, and here we go.
I think people forgot that the whole concept is like, okay, so burning the flag, like you said, isn't illegal. So, like, I personally don't like the idea, like, I wouldn't burn the flag, it's just disrespectful. But I would stand for your right to burn the flag because that's the freedom of speech.
But apparently not in a small town you wouldn't do that.
But see, the other thing, too, if you do something like that in a small town, it doesn't get any attention. You know, let's face it, if somebody was in the square in Caledonia and they burned an American flag, how much attention is that really going to get? Now, you go down on the downtown Columbus and burn the American flag, you're going to get some attention down there.
Right.
I think that's part of the reason why those things don't happen as much in the small town as they do in the big cities. You can't get the attention in small town.
Well, then that's completely different, though, than what the song's saying, right? It's not so much mentality, it's so much coverage and population.
I think it's a combination. I mean, I think it's all these factors. I think there's a lot of factors.
That was my only take on the song, because I don't know that I think you would probably face more backlash for these things in Houston, Texas, than you probably would in Marion, Ohio. I think there are certain areas of the country that are just going to be more patriotic.
Sure.
But I don't know that that's the size of the population center. I think it's just where you are and what you're thinking about.
That's part of it.
And I think a small town in New Jersey, probably, they don't care.
No, they wouldn't care at all.
But that's a small town.
They might even give you the lighter fluid.
There you go. But now why, honestly, just for that particular reason, why is burning the flag, and again, I wouldn't do it, I wouldn't encourage anybody to do that, why is that such an affront to people? What are you saying when you burn the flag?
That you hate this country, you're against the government,
people tell me that every day. I just turn on cable news, they're against the government. Yeah. But I don't see a flag burn for that.
It's the visual demonstration of your disgust for the country. It's, you know, it's like your way of saying, if I could destroy this country, I would by burning the flag. That's why it's a hot button issue.
Well, but isn't it ultra?
And it always has been.
What about people who fly the Confederate flag and people who?
I never understood that.
But they do.
I know. I never understood.
What does it mean?
I don't know, because, you know, the South is going to come back.
South. So does that mean you hate America? You hate America? Because the Confederate flag...
No, it means you're stupid, because we already kicked the butts of the South once. We'll do it again.
Yeah, but people in the North do that. People in the North bring the Confederate flag out. So I never understood...
Okay, I don't understand
it. So somebody burning the American flag, if that indeed is the idea that I don't like America, when you fly the Confederate flag, that's the flag that was trying to replace the stars and stripes.
But so it's a non-existent flag now.
It exists, but it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
But people fly it on state houses, and people fly it on their trucks.
Let's talk about all kinds of flags that people fly. I mean, there's everything under the sun. I mean, I've seen everything.
Right. I guess, to me, like when people were burning the flags during Vietnam, I thought that was a war protest. Yeah, I didn't think it was anti-America. I thought it was anti-Vietnam War. We don't think we should be in this area.
It was anti-Vietnam War, and the government is corrupt.
I think it was just a combination. I think it was just like anti-American support for the war.
Right. That's what I saw people doing.
Right.
So I don't know that. I don't know that anybody. You know, I don't know. You know, Jehovah's Witnesses say you cannot salute the flag or do the Pledge of Allegiance because it's treated as an idol, the flag. I don't know. Do we? If the Constitution protect, isn't that the whole idea, though? The Constitution doesn't need to protect popular speech. It needs to protect unpopular speech.
And
obviously, burning the flag is very unpopular.
Right.
So that's why the Constitution needs to be there
right.
to protect things like that. And we'll see what this caller has to say. Go ahead, caller.
Oscar, I heard you talking about that song.
Yes.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it. But here where I live, a few years ago, a guy would put his car in the yard, and he would play that rap music. And all I heard was the F word, I think, shoot please, and all that. That's fine. That's what I can't understand. And nobody seemed to, it seems like the left, if anything happens, they're up in a war. And on the other side, they don't say anything. They just, and I can't understand that. And I got so tired of hearing that music.
You know, but I'll tell you,
I mean, he blasted it. And if he had it in his house or something, I could care less. But when you have to shut the windows and stuff, you don't want to hear it.
But it's interesting to me that there is there a generation gap with this issue? Because Matt only cares that the song is good, and he just thinks the song is bad, and didn't understand why a bad song would be number two on the list. I honestly don't have an opinion. I just can't understand big city versus small city, and Pastor Craig takes this as an affront, I think, on racism. And so is it a generational thing? Is that what this is all about?
Well, it's not racism, but the thing is, you go in all these places now, I'm going to say California and all of them, Rite Aid, you can buy out in the aisle 99-cent things. Anything else you want is locked behind glass. If it's about $2 and up, you have to go get a clerk to go get it for you, or they're moving out. Nobody does anything with these people, and the military, they're what protects you, and even though you didn't like the war, why would you burn the flag? I might be an atheist, but I'm not going to burn the Bible. And then, you know, and stuff like that. And then the police, I just heard somebody the other night say, you know, they talk terrible about the police all the time. And they said, well, you know what, don't call the police. When you're in a problem and you got something going on and don't like the police, call a crackhead. Let him come and help you. And they talk terrible about people. And it's people giving their life for this stuff. And it's just like people have no morals anymore. They don't care about anybody but themselves or something. But no, and the thing is, he had two little kids. I'd say one was about 6 and 4, and all they're hearing is this, to me it was just cussing throughout the whole thing and all this stuff, and they wonder why kids are like they are now. So you've got all this stuff out there. When I was growing up, you didn't just say a cuss word or anything, and now it's, you know, they just, it's just common.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in. We're moving on time here, but thank you. Uh-huh. You know what, and again, I said this on Monday morning, and I say it again today. What I am glad about is on this station we can have this discussion, because I don't think any other station would have this discussion. And that is the point in general. You know what, everybody feels differently about a lot of things, and everybody's confused about a lot of things, and this is a song, and, you know, it's not going to be talked about next week. It's going to blow over. It's number two. It is what it is, and it won't be number two forever. And, you know, in the end, what did we learn from this? I don't know. Did we learn anything?
Jason Aldean is going to make money off of it. And we also learned that, you know, you made a good point, Scott. I think a certain part of it is generational. You know, roughly, you know, you're roughly 20 years older than Matt, and I'm roughly 20 years older than you. So, you know, we've got three different generations here, and there is some aspect to that.
And that's why doing a show like this is very important. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I never did see that on the news at all. I made a point to watch a little extra news,
well,
but I never heard that on the news at all.
From what we've been talking about, what's your take on this whole thing?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's racist. I think it's just, it's true when it boils down to small town or big town. There's things that you can get by with easier and you can't get by with easier. In a small town, if you do something, you know, pretty much everybody knows. You know, you take a town like Prospect or even Ridgewood, you know, when you do something in those small towns, you know, everybody knows. If you're the most wanted person in Ridgewood or you're the most wanted person in Columbus, when you're walking the streets, you're a lot easier to get. They're going to find you a lot easier in Richwood than what they would Columbus, because, you know, Pastor Craig is right. You know, you can blend in. You know, like here in Marion, have you ever seen videos on TVs in these big towns and stuff where in these bad neighborhoods it's just hookers all over? And the pimps with their big cars. You know, you go down in Columbus and go down, drive down East Main Street. Me and a buddy of mine, we was down there late at night one night, and we was driving our motorcycles, and you come up on the corner, and you know, you got to stop for that red light, you know, and there's all these people, you know. I told my buddy when we was coming up on the next stoplight, I said, just go through. He said, we'll get a ticket. I said, well, good, there'll be a cop around. You know, I ain't going to stop there at that stoplight. Here in Marion, are you going to see any of that here in Marion? Richwood? They're not going to put up with that stuff. There's too much of it in a big town that, you know, they can't.
Too much to deal with. Population problem.
Yeah, they can't deal with it. They can't police it.
Well, it's an interesting take, and I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Well, there you go. You know, and we're glad it brought out the callers today, because that's important. You want to know what people have to think. I just, to me, I don't know. If you're, it's very difficult, I think, a lot of times to blend reality and entertainment. And anytime you do that, you probably run the risk of offending some people. And if you don't care about offending them, then who cares? I guess is your stance. So that's, I guess, what the point is. And you just don't like the song, Matt.
It's just not a good song.
But you like country music. It's not a diss on country music. You just don't like the song.
I even like Jason Aldean music. It's just not a good Jason Aldean song.
If you made a top 10 list of country singers, would Jason Aldean make your top 10 list?
I don't think most. If I made a top 10 list, it'd be a whole bunch of old country artists.
Okay. All the old guys.
All the old guys.
All right, let's do a top 10 list here. Let's have some fun. Okay, whoa, there's the drum roll. It was kind of loud there, the drum roll coming through. Okay, from our home.
Got the drummer fired up.
I'll tell you, that drummer's going to... Is he from a small town or a big town? Is that drummer? He's making a lot of noise. He's going to be making... If he's from a small town, he'll be number two on the Billboard charts with this in no time. All right, top 10 list here today from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Top 10 reasons to go to the Ohio State Fair. How about that? Here we go. Top 10 reasons to go to the Ohio State Fair. Number 10, it's the biggest fair in the country.
Hey,
there you go. That's not bad. Why not? Number 9. or Houston. Don't go to Houston. It's in a big city.
That's right.
So you can do more things there. It's the way it goes. Number 9, to see the butter sculpture of Larry Householder. It's on ice and will not fry. Oh, no. Well, you know, Jason Aldean wouldn't care for that one. There'd be trouble everywhere.
Oh.
Number 8, reason to go to the Ohio State Fair, to discover new deep-fried oddities. To discover new deep-fried oddities. That happens at county fairs, absolutely. Number 7, to see really great tribute bands that don't play at county fairs. Hey, that's true. Again, top 10 reasons to go to the Ohio State Fair. Number 6, to get on live TV and hope your friends see you. That's probably true.
Yeah.
Number 5, the pig races.
Pig races.
Gotta love the pig races.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love the pig
love
races?
Those.
I didn't know those
yep.
were a thing.
Top 10 reasons to go to the Ohio State Fair. Number 4, to take a camel ride, one hump or two. I don't know what that even means. I don't even know what that means. Okay, number 3, maybe you'll see the governor. That's true. He is at the Ohio State Fair. He loves to go down there to the Ohio State Fair. See the butter cow.
We have a governor?
Did we? He's around somewhere. Number 2, to see the best rubber chicken show in the world.
Rubber chicken.
Rubber chickens at the Ohio State Fair. And the number 1 reason to go to the Ohio State Fair, because you won tickets from WWGH. There
yeah.
you go. There
All
you
right.
go. We got it. Thank you. Home office in Columbus, Ohio, Bob Welch. Okay, where do you rank that top 10 list? Very timely.
Pretty good.
It was, it was pretty good.
Not bad.
Wasn't his best, but it was pretty good.
I'm intrigued by those pig races.
Yeah, you never got past pig races. Number 5 and the world stopped. It just wasn't going to go any further.
Wait till we tell you they're greased pigs.
Greased pigs.
Now, think that.
In trans fat. Like Crisco. It's a whole thing.
When that butter cow melts.
Oh, the butter cow. Gee whiz, the butter cow. But in any event, go to the Ohio. And tonight we'll have a top 10 list. Now, I'm not sure which one we're going to do. We have one that involves me and the Who's Who list of the United States, which that's pretty good. And the other one, which involves Lottie Boy's dog collar. So, well, I don't know which one we'll go with tonight, but we'll do one. The Lottie Boy one's a little more timely with the 100th anniversary of Harding's death coming up next week. But we're going to commemorate that here. And Monday, Matt and I will be with the governor and the treasurer, Mary Ellen Withrow and Governor Celeste over at the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, broadcasting live on Monday. Excited, Matt?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have you looked up Governor Celeste? Have you Googled him yet?
I have not.
He's got a book. It's a very interesting book.
I was looking at it.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Especially chapter 17. Okay, here we go. And you got to get there to know what that's all about. All right. Okay, what do we got here? We got tickets to Third Eye Blind, which is tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Keep Sweat, which is tomorrow at the Ohio State Fair. We've got Young Gravy, woohoo, Sunday night at the Ohio State Fair. And Casting Crows on Monday night.
Crowns.
Jeez. I'll never get that right. Never, never, never at the Ohio State Fair. Okay, let's draw some winners here. Okay. First winner here is Ryan. Okay, Ryan, who would you like tickets from? Because basically what we're going to do here, everybody who entered is going to win, but you can choose your tickets however you call in. 740-383-9944. Miranda? Brandon Hazelton? Was that one of our entrants? Yeah. Lee and Judy. Because I think Ted did not want to be in that particular competition. So, Judy, Ryan, Miranda, Brandon, and Lee, call in, tell us which ticket you would like shows to go to, and we will see that somehow you get those tickets. 740-383-9944. So how about that?
Yeah.
Everybody's a winner here today at WWGH. We didn't even have to draw a name. 740-383-9944. Now, why they think on that, is there anything else we left out here today? We certainly did the Jason Aldean.
Yeah, we did that.
We did that part of the show.
I'm glad we didn't talk about issue 1.
No, we'll save that for another week. We still got time on that one. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say the Casting Crowns.
The Casting Crowns. Okay, that's on Monday, but you'd have to pick that up today. Do you want to pick that up tonight during the 8 to 10 show?
Yeah, I can do that, or if you'll probably be leaving now, but I can do that.
Well, how quick could you be here?
10 minutes.
Okay,
15.
We'll have Matt run them out to you. You won't even have to come up the steps.
Oh, that sounds great.
All right, 10 minutes. We'll keep an eye out for you, Judy. Thanks.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Judy took a Casting Crowns group pair of tickets. All right. Here comes another one. Let's see what this person wants. Wow. This is exciting. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Brandon.
Yeah.
The Third Eye Blind tickets.
Third Eye Blind for tonight. All right, Brandon, can you be here in about 10, 15 minutes?
At the studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably be there, like, within, I would say, actually, probably about an hour and a half. Is that cool?
An hour and a half. I'll tell you what, Brandon. How about tonight between 7:30 and 10? Could you be here between 7:30 and 10 tonight? Oh, no, the concert's tonight at 7:30. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'll deliver them to him.
Oh, where are you at?
I'll deliver them to him.
So I'm kind of near just south of Delaware.
Just south of Delaware. I'll tell you what, Brandon. I'll call you off the air, and we'll tell you how to get these tickets. So stay by your phone.
I'm headed to Delaware.
Oh, okay. Pastor Craig's headed to Delaware. So we'll get you a call, Brandon, and we'll set this up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Okay. Brandon took Third Eye Blind. That's tonight. Yeah, we got to get those delivered this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll
take
care of it.
Can't wait till 7:30 tonight for that. That thing will be going on. Okay. All right. Lee, what tickets do you want? Miranda, what tickets do you want? We got Brandon. We got Judy. And Ryan, if you're still out there, what tickets do you want? 740-383-9944. Okay, so we've got Casting Crowns. We've got Third Eye Blind. I think we know what Miranda wanted, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Third Eye Blind, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so how's she going to get those? We'll figure that out, hopefully, momentarily. She's local.
Yeah.
So
Matt's got her number.
Yeah, Matt's got her number. He can figure out Miranda. Lee, what tickets did you want? Did you want Young Gravy? I bet you're a Young Gravy fan. You want Young Gravy. Or Keith Sweat tomorrow night. Or Third Eye Blind tonight. Do you want to send somebody down to Third Eye Blind? And that just leaves Ryan. So, Ryan, we hope you're still out there. I know Ryan's usually at work during this time. So we'll try to get this all worked out here. There's Ryan. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Hey, is there any... Just give mine to the brand, whatever.
Brand, give him your tickets?
Get extra couple. I'll have some want to go or something.
I'll do that. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, we'll contribute to Ryan's, thank you, Ryan, to Brandon's ticket take tonight. So we've got that, so all we need now is Lee. Lee just called in a few moments ago. Lee, what tickets do you want? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we'll have your tickets for you here. Okay, well, tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m., we'll have a great show tonight. We've got a whole lot going on. Maybe we'll give away some of these other tickets. Because we've got Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. What? Nobody wanted Young Gravy.
I might go to the Young Gravy.
You can't go to the Young Gravy. You've got plans. We talked about this.
Yeah, but I could just find somebody to work
take,
at the other half.
Take your plans. Oh, I don't know. Lee, maybe this is Lee, and we'll finish up the big ticket giveaway, which we certainly do appreciate here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'm not worried about those tickets. Just pass them on.
Pass them on to somebody else?
Yeah.
We will do that. Thanks, Lee.
Yep.
All right. Everybody tune in tonight. This was a great show here today. I think we discussed a lot of everybody good? Any parting words for the audience?
Yeah. I was just going to tell Matt that, you know, he said he didn't really, when we first started talking about it and mentioned Jason Aldean's song, he said, I really don't have an opinion on that. Trust me, I'm 64 years old. When you've lived 64 years, you will have an opinion on everything.
There you go. All right, for Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, Scott Spears, tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. We're going to have a lot of fun, to be sure. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
That number again, 740-396-8154.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531.